The problem of food waste. Ugly can be delicious. Page 198.
So, what can people do when they watch this? I was wondering, can I do anything, or is this something that the big, you know, food industry, the companies are going to have to do in order to stop throwing away so much perfectly good food?
Well, I think we can, it begins in a sense with how do we value the things we eat? You know, it begins with just starting to pay attention to how much food you're buying, how much you were actually using, what you were doing with it. Simply by thinking about your home cooking in a way that professional chefs think about restaurant food, meaning, you know, when you order food for the evening, because profit margins are so narrow in the restaurant business, the chef has always had to think, what happens if I don't sell all the chicken? What will I do with the leftovers? How will I make something delicious that I can sell that people will want and desire the next day? If you think about food when you shop in that way, if you think also about all of the parts of proteins and vegetables that we don't currently use that are in fact quite delicious, in many cases more delicious than the things we attach artificial value to, that's a start. And then demand more of our retailers. You know, it is shocking that, you know, we expect of our chain supermarkets that they have these towers of perfect-looking, highly perishable produce there. You know, they put a lot of that produce on the shelf deliberately to look abundant and for no other reason. They know that in order to maintain this look of abundance, this appearance of endless abundance, that they're going to have to throw out a significant portion of that. We don't need that. We shouldn't want it and we shouldn't tolerate it.